Do you feel like you're at the mercy of your negative emotions? Does it all sound well and good to supposedly allow your emotions, but in the moment they feel overwhelming and you just want them gone? If so, you are not alone. I used to feel this way all the time. In today's bonus episode, I'm going to introduce you to the three R's of emotions, which are three different ways of handling negative emotions. Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain, feminist self-help for everyone, brought to you by the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm your host, Kara Lowenthal, Harvard lawyer turned life coach extraordinaire, and I'm here to help you get society's sexist messages out of your brain so you can be confident, feel powerful, and live a life you won't regret when you die. If you want to jumpstart that process, you need to grab my totally free guide to feeling less anxious and more empowered by rewiring your brain. Just text your email to +1-347-997-1784 and use code word brain, or go to unfuckyourbrain.com/brain. Now let's get to today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome to the second episode of this limited mini-series I'm doing here on the podcast with a sneak peek of each chapter of my book, Take Back Your Brain. Each week until the book releases, I'll be sharing a sneak peek of what you'll learn in a chapter of the book, and I'll be announcing the time-limited bonus of the week. If you pre-ordered the book last week, you get to relax and enjoy because you know you're getting this week's bonus and all the other bonuses that are coming. If you haven't pre-ordered, then listen up, because in this episode, I'm going to explain how chapter 2 of the book is going to revolutionize your relationship to your own emotions. Right now, if you're like most of us, your relationship with your emotions probably ranges from hostile at worst to, let's say, frenemy at best. So in chapter 2 of the book, we dive into your emotional life. First, I talk about the different socialization that men and women receive around their emotions. This helps us understand the next part of the chapter, where I explain how Western society has conceptualized women's emotion over the centuries. And I really show you how those big picture social beliefs have seeped into your brain and are impacting how you respond to things in your daily life, like a bad breakup or making a mistake at work, or even discovering that your favorite dress no longer fits. Women are taught that our emotions are illogical and hysterical and irrational. So we're taught to not trust them and to fear them and to try to get away from them. So of course we try to avoid or resist them and we don't trust them. Now, some of us are very in touch with our emotions in the sense that we know we have them and we would like to have less. Some of us may have trouble accessing our emotions. We're not sure if we know how we feel. There's a special note in this chapter for those of you who feel like you don't know what you're feeling that will help you start to connect those dots. And then we talk about the three ways of handling emotion, especially negative emotion. And I call these the three R's. So this is a new way of thinking about emotions that I introduce in the book. And when I say R, I mean like the letter R, because they are, pun not intended, the three ways are resisting, reacting, and receiving. So resisting and reacting are the two reactions that tend to fuck us up. And receiving is the goal. That's where we want to get to. So in this chapter, I walk you through exactly what's happening when you resist and when you react. I help you understand the distinction because when you are trying to do your own emotional work, it's actually very important to know whether you are resisting or whether you are reacting to your negative emotions, because you're going to recognize yourself in one of those two descriptions and you're going to want to know what your tendency is so that you can try to counteract it. This chapter also talks a lot about something I know is a big concern for a lot of women, which is all the things that we do to numb out to avoid our feelings. This is one of the most common reaction methods, is to numb out with drinking or smoking or shopping or Netflix or social media or whatever it is that we can come up with to give our brains some dopamine and avoid our emotions. So this chapter also talks about numbing and how that impacts our ability to receive emotion. And then in this chapter, I also explain what it means to receive your emotions. It's a new way of talking about emotions that I haven't really shared before. And I think it's a really helpful way of conceptualizing it, because what you often hear is that you need to like allow your emotions or feel your feelings, but it's hard to really understand what that means. And allow feels kind of passive, which I actually think is hard for people like me and perhaps like you who want to know like what they can do proactively. So in the book, I give an exercise for how to receive your emotions in real time. And I share why and how this will lessen the intensity of negative emotions. And then the chapter ends with a couple of different exercises, both cognitive, where we're changing thoughts, and somatic exercises, meaning things you can do in and with your body, to help you receive negative emotion and calm yourself down when you're spinning out. And I give an exercise for what I call survival self-talk, which is kind of a template thought that you can use when you are really spinning out and nothing else is landing. The emotion that I find people have the hardest time managing tends to be anxiety. And I find that so many women and people socialized as women are hyper anxious because of how society has taught us to think. That's why when I was coming up with a bonus to celebrate chapter 2 for everybody who already pre-ordered or who's going to pre-order this week, I really wanted it to be something that would help you with your anxiety right now before the book even comes out. So you don't have to wait for the book to arrive to start reducing your anxiety. So I've written and recorded 2 exclusive audio lessons about anxiety that you can get only by pre-ordering this week, or of course, if you pre-ordered last week. The first audio is all about anxiety itself. One of the biggest hurdles to reducing anxiety is that it feels so true and real to us. And so this bonus audio breaks down exactly what causes anxiety, because when you really understand where it's coming from, it's easier to reduce or eliminate it. And one of the things I found is really true across like a range of brain patterns is that if you don't have an alternate explanation for why you think something, it's harder to change it because the default explanation is that it must be true. So this is something I really emphasize in my work. When I was trained as a coach, a lot of what I heard is like, it doesn't matter why you think something, it just matters that you can change it. That's very true that you can change it. And we don't have to spend years and years in Freudian analysis talking about, you know, our toilet training experiences or whatever else. But given that the brain by default thinks that it thinks things because they're true, and I tend to attract students like myself who have a lot of faith in their brains on some level, like think of themselves as smart and, you know, sort of critical thinkers who see things clearly and are sophisticated, like we need a reason to disbelieve our brain. We need to understand why our brain might think something that isn't true, because that helps us detach from the idea that whatever we're thinking is true. So I go into the biological, the evolutionary, and the social influences on anxiety, because when you understand all of that, that is the very first step to not just taking your anxious thoughts as true. And then I teach you a 3-step process you can use over and over to reduce or relieve your anxiety. So that's the first audio. And then because I always do too much, I recorded a whole second audio lesson because one of the areas that I see anxiety come up most for people socialized as women is how they are perceived. So something I've been talking about a lot in my teaching lately, that men are socialized to believe that their value comes from like what they do or even who they are, whereas women are taught that their value comes from how they are perceived, what other people think about them. And worry about how you are perceived is what drives people-pleasing, which is one of the biggest manifestations of women's anxiety. So a lot of women's anxiety is driven by our fear about what other people are thinking about us, which makes us try to manage and control other people by people-pleasing and performing. So the second audio helps you reduce that fear and change your thinking so that you can change that behavior. When you stop people-pleasing, you feel less stressed out, you have more emotional energy, you have more free time, you get more accomplished in the areas of your life that you actually care about. And your relationships get better because the ones that can be honest and authentic are now honest and authentic. And if there are people in your life where the relationship was just based on you doing whatever they wanted, you've let those go. So these audios are both available instantly as soon as you pre-order the book. So you place the pre-order and then you get the audios. But they're only available if you pre-ordered the book last week or if you pre-order by midnight Sunday this week. So that's April 7th, 2024. And if you pre-order this week, you're also going to get all the remaining bonuses I'm going to release. I'm doing one new expiring bonus every week for the next 9 weeks, including a workbook on releasing perfectionism and a step-by-step guide for coaching yourself, so many more. I have just been creating and creating and creating amazing bonuses to celebrate this book. So pre-order right now and you get these two audio bonuses about anxiety and worrying about what other people think and people-pleasing as a way to start working on it. Plus, every week, a new bonus is just going to show up in your email inbox if you pre-order this week. It's like a weekly self-coaching gift subscription to yourself, and you're getting that all, plus the actual book. Pre-orders are so, so important for books. They tell the publisher to print enough copies. They tell retailers to stock enough copies. They are your best shot at getting on a bestseller list. Like, pre-orders are the whole game. So if you are thinking about ordering a copy of the book anyway, please don't wait. Please pre-order now. If you've ever found value from the podcast and you want to help this work reach more women, pre-ordering is a super easy way to help that happen. And when you pre-order through the website at unfuckyourbrain.com/book, it is the same price as when you order through Jeff Bezos, but Jeff Bezos is not going to give you the presents that I'm going to give you. So go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is book. +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is book. I'll see you on Thursday for our second episode in the series I'm doing called Feminist Mindset Principles. We'll be talking about self-help when the world is burning. I'll see you then.